USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
NATO Secretary General Jens Stoltenberg says the International Criminal Court is opening an investigation into possible Russian war crimes in Ukraine.
All facts are brought on the table, to the table, and that those responsible are held accountable.
Stoltenberg also telling CNN's State of the Union he strongly welcomes the investigation. Sacramento police are investigating a shooting that killed six people and wounded at least a dozen others early Sunday morning. The gunfire erupted in the downtown entertainment district just blocks from the state capitol. Police have not identified any possible suspects, and they call it a very complex and complicated crime scene. Social media video shows young people fighting with each other before gunfire erupts. You're listening to USA Radio News.
You've heard me talking for over 3 years about MyPillow and the great products they have. There are some great specials right now when you go to MyPillow.com/radio specials. You can find Giza Dream Sheets as low as $39.99. Six-piece MyPillow towel sets, deeply discounted, $39.95. And, of course, half-price My Slippers, which make my feet feel wonderful. All sorts of great products, including the MyPillow mattress topper, a MyPillow for the rest of your body. Go to MyPillow.com/radio specials. That's MyPillow.com/radio specials. Use my promo code USA, or you can call 1-800-951-8175. That's 1-800-951-8175. 8175, MyPillow.com/radio specials, promo code USA.
Ukrainian and Russian diplomats are continuing to work on a peaceful resolution to the war between the two countries, but Western leaders worry the Kremlin will only agree to a settlement if they get to annex Ukrainian territory. Wisconsin Republican Representative Mike Gallagher joins Fox News and says this could be dangerous for NATO.
If Putin's able to settle for something like solidifying his claims over Crimea, establishing a land bridge between Crimea and the Donbass into Russia,
right,
that is still a profoundly destabilizing outcome, one that puts NATO in a far worse position than it was prior to the war.
Senator John Cornyn is laying out what he thinks should be the focus of the Republican Party ahead of this year's midterm elections. Appearing on Fox News Sunday, the Texas Republican saying dealing with inflation, border protection, spikes in crimes, and the ongoing invasion of Ukraine are top priorities. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, and I want to tell you that arthritis is not a genetic thing. It's not a disease of aging. Neither is osteoporosis. Get a hold of my book. It's All in Your Head. It goes into the 25 different diseases you get when you have osteoporosis of the skull. These are all reversible. You take the Healthy Bone and Joint Pack, the MSM, vitamin D3, stay away from all the bad foods, including gluten, and guess what? You'll regrow all your bones, including your skull and your legs and your hips and everything else. Contact us at usaradiohealth.com. That's usaradiohealth.com.
President Biden is releasing 1 million barrels of oil every day from the United States' Strategic Petroleum Reserve as critics continue to come after him for his restrictions on American oil production. Frank Maricola is the American Petroleum Institute's Senior Vice President of Policy. He tells Fox News there's other things that can be done to lower the price at the pump.
If the administration really wants to be strategic here, they'll promote the production of oil and gas in the United States through development on federal lands and waters. They'll stop restricting access to pipeline infrastructure. Those are the things that are going to provide relief for Americans at the pump.
A U.S. agency is acknowledging damage to dinosaur tracks in Utah.
Dinosaur tracks from 112 million years ago have been damaged in southeastern Utah by heavy machinery used to rebuild a boardwalk at the popular tourist area. The damage at the Mill Canyon dinosaur track site is minor, but some footprints had fractures around the rims. The Bureau of Land Management said an area where a prehistoric crocodile crossed a mudflat appeared to have been driven over multiple times by a backhoe, causing fracturing. The site is considered among the most important dinosaur track areas in the nation, containing tracks from at least 10 different species. From the USA Radio News Northeast News Bureau, I'm Chris Russell.
Find us wherever you listen to your favorite podcast by searching for USA Radio News. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.